You may have been scared by the Wicked Witch of the West in the Wizard of Oz movie, but were you haunted by the Witch of Wall Street? Although called a witch, Hetty Green did not cast spells or brew potions in a cauldron. She was a real person who lived from 1834 until 1916. She was given this nasty nickname because of the stiff competition she gave her mostly male business competitors and her dour attire and lifestyle. Hetty Green came from a wealthy family and was known as the richest woman in America during the late 1800s. Although rich and famous, she was notorious for her extreme frugality. The extent of Hetty's stinginess stretched as far as her habit of wearing the same black dress every day until it was worn out, and refusing much-needed medical care. Besides her pennywise smarts, Hetty made a noteworthy impact on Wall Street. She was a savvy businesswoman, and her family owned several business properties. One company in her portfolio was the Texas Midland Railroad, the foundation for the town of Terrell, Texas. Hetty sent her son Edward Ned Green to Terrell when he was 25 years old to manage the Texas Midland Railroad that she had acquired by foreclosure. Because of smart railroad management, Ned became one of the movers and shakers of the city, which was the headquarters for Texas Midland. At that time, Texas Midland was one of the nation's most prosperous short-line railroads. The Texas Midland Railroad, along with Ned Green and the Witch of Wall Street, helped the city of Terrell grow and prosper in the late 1800s. Without the railroad, Terrell, Texas might not have been as successful as it is today, and the residents are surely thankful for the help of this infamous witch.